Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol neyeh bidvaro.
Amen.
Parshas Yisro, approaching imminently, we have Matan Torah in the forefront of our mind. What about the month in which the Torah was given? After all, Lamaisa, the Gemara discusses in Shabbos Yom Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan on Shabbos Pei Vav Amar Beis. Was the Torah given on Vav Sivan, or was it given on Zion? Even Kulei Amimodi to be Shabbos Nitna Tyrel. Everyone agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos Yismach Moshe B'Matan Aschoko, and that's a reference, of course, to Shabbos Kodesh when it was given right through a Volba. And as Ali Shor and Chelik Sheni in his last Os when he talks about Kedusha Shabbos, we have a Shabbos that's connected, that corresponds to the Shabbos of Ma'isa Bereishis Mitzad Echad. We have a Shabbos of L'Asa Lavo, and that's Mesiaches to the future, to the Tzkuva of Yemos HaMashiach Mitzad Sheni. What's the link? What's the Emtsoi, really the Mamutza, that's Megasher or Makasher, the first Shabbos at the very beginning of time, with the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, which will characterize the entire Tzkuva, the Avirah, the very ambiance of the Shabbos that will continue infinitely in the end of time. We need some crucial link in the middle that can go ahead and bridge the gap, and that's the Shabbos of Matan Torah. Kuli Ami Modi to be Shabbos in the Torah. Yismach Moshe b'Matan Aschoko Chazal Tell Us Matan Tova Yeshli b'Beis Kenazai the Shabbos Shema. And I'm going to give it to you, Klai Yisrael, because I love you so much. And through the Shabbos, you will connect with the Ma'aseh Bereishis with the end of time. Because after all, the Gemara says, and Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel and Aleph, and Shabbos Pechesem and Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it tonight with the Ma'aseh Bereishis. I know it was built in to the core fabric of creation, that if you don't keep the Torah, I'm going to be Machzu, the Olam Tovavo. The Gemara says twice in Shas, Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes Manalos, and Hedjin Tzadi Zayin Manalos, Shis Alfi Shon HaViyamo, the world was destined to last for 2,000 years, 2,000 years of Tovavo, followed by 2,000 years of Torah that commenced with Avraham Avinu at the age of 52, Hesanev Sher Osi Bechorin at the outset of Lech Lecha, and culminating, of course, with the Tkufas Yemos Mashiach, where the Baal Benel writes in his Sefer, that you can have Mashiach now coming, the Zman is right, the stage is set. Mashiach could come in this last period of 2,000 years. 2,000, 2,000, and 2,000, and then you have the Elif HaShvi, Bebechina Shabbos, that's Achrus Yomim. What's going to take us from the Shabbos of Ma'aseh Bereishis to the Shabbos of Yom Shekulo Shabbos, the Bechina HaShvi, the Elif HaShvi? We need the Shabbos of Matan Torah to go in and unite the two, because it's only with Matan Torah that we can be mafkia the tznai that was built into Ma'aseh Bereishis. Hashem says, if you're makayim as a Torah, mutov, then gemaldik. If not, I'm going to be machzir the world to tovu vo, to total, sheer, utter desolation. And may it's only idea the kiyum of liman haTorah, that we continue, we perpetuate the world from the beginning of time through the middle, and then consequently the end of time. We need this crucial link, and not stam a Shabbos, but a Shabbos of Matan Torah that perpetuates all of history. So we have an understanding why the date wherein the Torah was given is glaringly absent from the pages of Chumash, and that's why we have a machlokes. In fact, what's fascinating, we're not going to get into it now, but the Pirkei Lazar actually states explicitly the Torah was given on Erev Shabbos. Our Bavli goes out of its way. Baruch Obincha Ketana Kuli Yami Modi Dibe Shabbos Nina Torah. Well, not everybody, every one of the pages of the Gemara, but in Pirkei Lazar you have all the Chazals that say the Torah was actually given on Erev Shabbos, and we've discussed that in the past. Either way, the point is, we don't need the date. We don't need to know if it's Vav Sivan, if it's Zion Sivan. Why don't we need to know the dates? And many Mefarshim already say, because the Torah is Lamaila Min Hazman. The Torah takes us Lamaila Min Hazman to other worldly spheres, other dimensions, other Meimad's other realms, Amameila, the Torah can't be constricted, can't be relegated to any specific Zman. Amameila, you're leaving Mitzrayim, which is all about Zman, which was, as Robert A. Levine writes in Geography of Time, they gave us the sundial, they gave us the solar calendar. We leave Mitzrayim, we leave their level, their pattern of timing behind, and now the first mitzvah given to Klai Yisrael is Achodes Olachem Rosh Chodeshim. You control time. So that's the beginning of the process. You control time. But Yetzias Mitzrayim only culminates with Matan Torah, where Hashem says, Ayudei the Torah. Not only can you control time, you can rise and elevate yourselves above Zman. You can be Lamaylam and Asman and Harayah. I'm not even going to tell you when the Torah is given. Nowhere do we have an indication in the pages of the Chumash, whether it's Vav Sivan or Zion Sivan, even Kuliyami Modi to Beshavas Nin the Torah. Even that's not not really muskim l'kulei amo. And the end of the day, the upshot remains, we don't need to know the date, we don't need to know the time, because the Torah is l'mayla min hazman, and how apropos that it thereby serves as the culmination, as the makom hapatish of leaving Mitzrayim, which commenced with Achonas Elachem, Lachem Rosh Hashanah Chafayim and Aleph Atem Afilu Mezinim Afilu Shugim Afilu Toim. You control Zman. It's one thing to control Zman. It's another thing entirely, Yayidei, the Torah, to be Lamailam and Zman. I can exist in an altogether different plane. And that Shavuos, that's Matan Torah, Mela, the Torah, is Lamailam and Zman. I don't need to know any dates, but the Torah does tell me someday. We head to this week's Parsha. And the beginning of Revi starts Perk Yates Pasek Aleph. Bachodesh Hashlishi Yitzeis Bnei Yisrael Yitzrayim Yom Hazeh Omid Bar Sinai. So I don't need to know the date. I don't need to know the day of the month. I don't need to know the day of the week. But Lamaisa, the Torah felt compelled to be Megala that is Bachodesh Hashlishi. That means I'm supposed to know that it's Chodesh Sivan. Again, the very name comes from the Babylonians, and the Rabban talks about it based on the Medrash Mereshis Rambam. And the Bnei Yisrael, of course, the din of a Rebbe is Marech become a Dukti, even though the names might have originated in Babel, and they were in fact the Babylonian names, but once they made it into our vernacular of Adonis and Kedusha, Tevorim Gedolim and Mikon, nothing happens coincidentally, and there's a lot to take out of the Shemus of the months themselves. But either way, in the words, eyes of the Torah, it's not Siva, but it is Chodesh HaShlishi, which we happen to know as Siva. So even though we want to be Margish, we're not going to tell you the day of the week, we're not going to tell you the day of the month, the Torah still was Margish, the Torah still felt compelled, we have to tell you the month. And the question is, why? What do I need to know Sivan for? So let me share with you tonight an unbelievable rayon, a fascinating idea expressed by the Psikta de Rav Kahana and Psikta Yerbez and Oschaf. This Psikta Mamish, I saw it blew me away. Listen to this Chiddush, Psikta de Rav Kahana's bother. I doesn't skip the whole preface, but Lamaisa, the Psikta de Rav Kahana's bother. Why did the Torah feel to tell me Bachodesh HaShlishi? What do I need to know the month for right now? What real significance did Chodesh Sivan have? So let's take a look at the Sefer Yetzirah and Perek Hamishi, fifth parak of Sefer Yetzirah, Miuchas Tavram Avinu, Himlechos Zayin Vechulei, and what is the mazel of the month of Sivan Vetzar Behem Tumim, twins, Tzar Behem Tumim Ba'olam Vesivan Beshana Veregel Samo Benev Zocher Nekeva. Now here we have different kirsals. Our Sefer Yetzirah has the Inyan of halicha, of walking associated with Chodesh Sivan. The Vilna Gaon says, no, it's really Chush HaRe'iyah, and that's based on the Pasuk, the Gros says, in Yisrael, Parachot Pasuk Tezvav, V'chol Am Ro'em Esakolo, Shenemar B'Sivan V'matan Teira. Whether it's Hiluch, whether it's Re'iyah, and the Chayra, it's very Mestaver like the Gros, that it's Re'iyah. After all, Ezu Chocham HaRo'em Esanolad, Tamil Lamed Beisav, and Aleph Chocham Einav Barosha Beisidalad, Kavas, the whole idea of Chocham Ezu Chocham, HaRo'em Esanolad, the Chocham is Einav Barosha, the Chochmah are referred to as the Einei Ha'eda, as Mamish, the eyes. That's Chochmah, that's Chushariah. We got our Chochmah, the origin of all Chochmah, Chosah Torah. Now we can see things, Vayaran Sakolos. This is the culmination of seeing the Shechina like never before. So we understand Riyah, but what about Tumim? What about twins? Twins is Matan Torah, twins is Chodesh Sivan. Listen to this unbelievable Psik de Rav Kahana. Frek the Psik de Rav Kahana, you base Chav. And why did the Torah have to tell me that we are receiving it B'Chodesh HaShlishi? Because the Eibishter knows that we got the Torah, and the Umos Olam now are going to hate us. There's going to be anti-Semitism. We discussed in the past, the Gemara in Shabbos, Peites and Aleph, where Talmid, a master of Kahana, my Sinai, what's shot in the name Sinai? I know why is it called Sinai. So the Muska Rishon Isis of Kahana understandably responded. He says, Sinai is Nisai, miracles. Miracles took place. I said, Rav Kahana, if it's miracles, it should be Nisai, not Sinai. He says, okay, you're right. So the next rayon is what? There must be Mazel Tov. It must be called Sinai. It must be Kesimon Tov, Yardin Leolam. A Simon Tov came to Klai. So he says, Rav Kahana, Rebbe, Pemachinus Kevodcha, then it should be called Simanai, not Sinai, Simon Tov. Sinai. She says, you're right. He says into another Amira, and Achreka Chusako, why is it called Sinai? Because Yorda Sinol Akamolo. And you turn the page, Peitesam and Bezam Rabbi Yavo, that it's called Chorev Shemo. It's called Chorev. Why is it called Chorev? The Marsho explains the Machloika says, is Sinai the Iker name? Because that's the name referring to this, attached to this mountain more often than any other name throughout Tanakh, or is it Chorei? Because Zok Demarsha, that's the first name by which the mountain is introduced, is Har Chorei. What's the Koveya of the shame? The first time it's introduced, or the one that is labeling the mountain more frequently. Either way, what's Chorev? Sheyodo Churvulakim, Sinalakim. This is Matan Torah, because this is the origin of all their hatred. They know we're the chosen people, the Yamanuchar, the Yamasagula. The Melech is going to be Guy Kodesh. We got the Torah. And the Yavashur says, I know what the Yuma Solom are going to find out. Like the whole Sugin of Odezor, Navkimim and Aleph, had you given us the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we also would be different today. You should have given us the Torah. So we know the famous Hemshech, the Gemara Shem says, yeah, I'll give you one mitzvah. I'll give you the mitzvah sukkah, and what happens? They're boed pesukah. Frek the mafarshim. What do you mean? We also are mitzvah patuminu sukkah. Yeah, but we wouldn't kick it. To go in and kick it, you see their attitude towards mitzvah. So they don't get the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know which month I'm going to pick to give the Torah? I know that the goyim are forever going to hate you. Sina, yonah sinalakim. Chorev, yonah chumalim. There's going to be anti-Semitism. And they know that you got to give the precious matana taiva of the Torah. You got kilekach taiva. And I know that all throughout history, the guy we're going to tie in and certainly lost a love. Had you given us the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we'd also be different today. Hashem says, you know what month I'm going to give the Torah to the world? Dafke b'chodesh ha'shlishi, zok the Pesidra Kana, where the mazel is to umid. I want you to go back. Where's the famous set of twins? When there was a break between Klai Yisrael and the Yomos Olam, we're called Yisrael because we're the Bnei Yaakov. Yaakov was given the name Yisoki. Sarisa Manashem, we're called Yisrael. Esav, over the Goyim of the world today come from Esav. Hashem says, I'm giving into the month of Tumim to show what? The door is always open. There were twins. You also have the shot. You had an opportunity and you blew it. It was Kibbe Yitzchak, Yikar L'Chazor, and it could have been given to both Yaakov and Esav, like the Sam Sefer explains, that Yitzchak in bestowing the bracha or thinking to onto the head of an Esav was what? I'll make it like Menashe and Ephraim. I'll make it like Yisachar and Zvulun. They'll work together. But what happened? And Esav says, no, Yisrael Mumri doesn't want it. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know what I'm going to give the Torah? I want you to go back to that set of Tumim, to that set of twins. That set of twins, Yaakov and Esav, know that yes, Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yaakov, but the other twin also has the Pesach. If you want the Torah, it's here for the taking. As Ramcha writes in Derech Hashem and Beis Dala, now you have to undergo an exhaustive, thorough process of Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs to be Makam of the Torah. But you can be Megayer. You can come to the Torah if you really value and appreciate the Torah. What are you waiting for? Achor Sayyamim. Go back to Tumim. There were twins. And the same way I give it to Yaakov, I can give it to Esav. I'm Davkim giving him Bachonish HaShlish. He writes the Pesach Dura Kana to be Margish. You Goyim. You know the Mazel. And if there's anyone that's thinking about the Mazel, we have Rabbi Yechari Mazel Yisrael Shabbos Kavnum Vav Amaral. But you Goyim, Atachas the Mazolos, you work in the world of Mazalos. You know the star, the constellation that corresponds to this month? That's Tumim. Why is God picking Tumim? You guys are the other half of the story. You're the other half of Yaakov. You're Esav. I'm not just giving it to one, to another, the other. I'm giving it to Tumim. I'm giving the Torah to twins. Elawad. Esav says, I don't want a Losirza. Yishmael says, I don't want a Losina. But just know it's being given Bedavka in the context of the month of Tumim. And you go after the Mazalos and you're going to look and you're going to understand that it's here for both to Umim. Take it or leave it right here and right now, but don't come crying to me years later by Yemos Mashiach and say, I didn't give it to you. I gave it to both to Umim at the same time. Yeah. You, Badavka, yeah, didn't want it, and that's why Hashem, yeah, as the prelude is, Vachodesh HaShlishi, this is the month of Sivan, month of Tumim. Don't ever come crying to me and say, I didn't give you a chance. I gave him Atana. I gave it to both twins, to Yaakov and to Esav. Esav didn't want it at the time. No Tashlum, and you can't come crying. Years later, that's the precious gift. We're the ones who accepted it. B'leif Shalom, Nasa, and Ishmael. Shri Zaycha, to learn it, to master it, to conquer it. Go to Naft and have a great Shabbos Kodesh. Have a happy Shabbos, please. Thank you.